It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
Hey, thanks for joining us once again. And from Christensen CPAs and Consultants, Managing Partner CPA Joel Gratz. Joel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd. How you doing, man?
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, happy to do that in this beautiful day, of course.
It is a beautiful day. It hasn't been a great spring, but it's beautiful yesterday. Again today, it looks like the weekend's fabulous.
Should be fabulous for Mother's Day, of course. For all the folks out there, don't forget your mom. It's important.
You know, I've mentioned Mother's Day quite a bit, but I haven't mentioned the fishing opener very often. I need to do that more, too.
Well, I mean, fishing opener is important, too, but yes. My wife would say not nearly as important as being a mom.
So. And I would agree.
Yeah.
And the next line I wet will be the first one in several years. So it
is that right?
I don't fish.
I don't fish either.
I play golf. You know? I suppose if I do them both, I'm never home, so I can't really do that.
Right. Plus, I don't have enough patience to do that.
Right. Hey, who's with you today, Joel?
Well, you know, we've been doing a really awesome tradition here with Christensen, and I've been bringing in the folks who know a lot more than I do, Todd. So today I've got Lindsey Kranz, CPA from our Litchfield office, also a manager with us. And how many years have you been with us now?
16 years.
Wow. 16 blessed, awesome, challenging, but
so you started
awesome.
When you were 14?
Thank you very much.
You know what? No one could see her, but she does not look her age by any means.
I was going to say, I thought she'd say six,
I'm meaning as a compliment. She's always had that beautiful smile and all that stuff, so I can say that, right? Is that okay?
Right.
That's just fine. Yeah.
That part's just fine?
Hey, beneficial ownership information. What is that?
Well, that's a really complex thing right now. It's new federal legislation that our business owners need to comply with. And again, Lindsay's going to be the gal probably overseeing that for our firm because we are adding that as a service line. So, Lindsay, I'll let you kind of roll with that if you would.
Yeah.
Sure. So, BOI reporting is probably what people have heard about most often. It was part of the Corporate Transparency Act of 2021. And the main purpose of it is to provide the government with information about companies and owners and basically to help them identify shell companies and prevent money laundering.
You know, not every LLC?
LLC, yep, all these things that are pass-throughs, it's all going to apply to any business.
And not all of those are intended to hide money. Matter of fact, the vast majority are intended not to, right?
I sure hope so. Yeah, I don't think it's meant to hide money. But again, like Lindsay said, I think it's a lot of these, quote, shell companies are created with multiple layers so the true ownership can be somewhat, not misleading, not they're doing anything illegal. It's probably just more you don't know. You have to peel back so many layers to find that out. And, you know, through this corporate transparency, they're trying to eliminate or not eliminate, I guess that's the right word, but try to bring more information to it so that, I guess, the federal government can get there faster if they see a concern, you know, as far as who it might be. And again, I'm not part of the bureau, so I don't know exactly. I guess I don't know. What's your thoughts on that, Lindsay?
I would agree with everything you said. They're going to require that all of the what is defined as a beneficial owner of a company provide information such as their name, address, identification numbers, and even a copy of their photo IDs. Mm. So yes, I would agree that it's to track people down faster. And even, you know, if there's foreign ownership, you know, they'll have all that extra information that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
There was a whole lot more money in a recent bill federally that was pumped into the IRS. I forget what the number was, but it was multiple billions.
It was a big number, yeah.
Was this part of that?
It is not. This is actually outside of the IRS, and it's outside of that particular funding, if you will, which was cut later, I'll be honest with you. They cut
it
in half later, yeah.
Good.
Or something like that. So this is a completely different deal, and many folks assume it's an IRS-related thing. So it's a great question, Todd, that it's really not related to that. And we as CPAs aren't necessarily the ones required to do it, mm-hmm. you know, like a tax filing would be. But we happen to have the abilities to have most of that information at our fingertips to help our clients already. Mm-hmm. And we just felt we'd be the logical, you know, professional organization to help them with that and familiar with uploading and downloading and different things. So it's really unrelated to the IRS as far as the organization that's requesting it and why they want it. And all that stuff. And I think, Todd, Lindsay, what's so ironic is that all this information the government has in different buckets, right? They've already got links to all the driver's licenses, you know, in America. They've already got, you know, that they can link to the IRS to find all the K-1s and all the owners. But I think they wanted their own database, so it's all in one spot in one place. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it, I guess. A lot of our business owners, what you say, Lindsay, are like, I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. I think it's infringement upon my, you know, my privacy, my confidentiality. And the ironic part is they already have all this information. Yeah. So we're really not providing anything, in my opinion, new. We're just making it easier, if you will, to kind of identify it for the Bureau is kind of my play on that. What's your thoughts on that, Lindsay?
I would agree with that. There have been already quite a few lawsuits that have been brought in. And also there's a group of congressional Republicans that recently introduced a bill to repeal the Corporate Transparency Act. So there's a lot of people that are up in arms with this. And right now it is still required. Every business is required to report by December 31st. I think it's actually January 1st, but by the end of the year, every existing business needs to report. Every new business needs to report within 90 days of filing with the Secretary of State. So right now it's still required, but like I said, there's several lawsuits in the works, you know, some bills introduced that could potentially get the whole thing thrown out. But, you know, we still need to be proactive and follow the law as it is right now. Along with that, there are some pretty severe penalties for not reporting, up to $500 a day and even possible criminal charges and jail time, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. For not doing what exactly? Providing your name to the government when they already have it?
Yeah, in a different database in a sense. But you're right. It seems a little aggressive. And do they have enough bodies to even, you know, arm themselves to go do the checking and all this and the safeguarding? I don't know that answer technically. The lawsuits that Lindsay mentioned are at this point are all just with the individual businesses that are filing. So it's not precedent setting. What would have to happen is that the government would say, all right, I see a snowball coming or an avalanche, and we will have to make a decision to change that. So a lot of my clients have said, well, I've heard that, you know, that it's not going to happen because of this lawsuit. Well, don't put your head on that for right now, because it's going to be kind of, it's going to take years for us to get there. So we're kind of buckling in this to do it, and we actually think it's just going to stay and going to be a part of our normal DNA in the business world, I think.
It's one of those laws written, one of many, written by people in government who've never been in business, who want to maybe fix a problem that isn't there. I'm sure they're seeing something that they feel like should be tracked more. They're trying to gather all of the money for the IRS that they possibly can. There must be an issue somewhere that they decided to do this. Let's hope that's the case.
I'm assuming that was the case, and I don't know if they think corporate, you know, corporate, you know, BS is really happening here or not. I don't know. I didn't think it was that much, but we've always had white collar crime. We've always had money laundering. It's not like it's a new thing.
No.
And if they think they can crack down this way, I guess so be it. It can be complicated because there's a lot of reasons sometimes, right, Lindsay, to have multi-layered, you know, ownership and LLCs and pass-throughs and K-1s. So you ultimately have to get to the very bottom of the chain. You just can't say, well, this entity is owned by another entity and we're done. You have to keep going down and down and down through that. What's the threshold again? 25% ownership at a minimum. That's the first bright line, right? You have to, anybody that's got 25% ownership in an entity?
Yep, at least 25%, but also owners can be, or even non-owners can be required to report their own information if they have what's considered substantial control, which can even be defined as the president, CFO, CEO, COO, anyone who performs similar functions, has authority to appoint or remove certain officers or a majority of directors, even is an important decision maker, or any other substantial control, which is sort of just like a wide open umbrella. So it isn't just the owners. It can also be others that are required to report information as well.
It seems to be written intentionally vague. So that they can investigate whoever they want to investigate.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why it basically impacts everybody. Quick example, the golf course in Atwater, which I'm assuming you've golfed probably taught at occasion, as you probably know, is locally owned. It's not municipal. It's locally owned by about 30 guys and gals. And I happen to be on the board of that and an owner of that. And for us, nobody owns over 25%.
Yeah.
However, in that organization, the board members have, you know, the duty, the abilities to, you know, assign things and do different things. So there's seven of us that are going to have to put our information in. And I just told that to the board last Friday. They all just about lost their minds on me. You know, yeah. I'm like, well, yeah. That's what we kind of have to do. We can wait as long as you want, but I think it's going to happen. So it was a pretty good example of you would never think the local Atwater golf course is going to be subject to the CTA, BOI, you know, reporting requirements, but in fact it is, you know, and we don't want to have, you know, $10,000 of penalties either if they really do stick it to you, on this deal, never get this deal done. But
is there a limit to how much money you're taking in? I mean, is this anybody, like if you take in $20 on your LLC, you need to report to?
Right. There is no income threshold. Sorry.
So basically if you registered with the Secretary of State, which any LLC, we have a lot of LLCs that just rent farmland at our firm. Mm-hmm. And so this would be just a single member LLC created with the Secretary of State that only has farmland rent and it's one owner. They will be required to report.
Single member LLCs that are even, you know, disregarded for tax reporting purposes have to report because of the Secretary of State filing. And you do that obviously for liability protection and other things.
Yeah.
But it's corporations who file as S corps, it's regular corporations, it's any business that is out there, you know, that you've had a Secretary of State. Now if you're a sole proprietor, you do not have to unless you filed a single member LLC, correct? Because you would not have filed with the Secretary of State. So Todd's like, hey, is that a hack?
Yeah. I have one.
Okay.
I have an LLC.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember or not, but I was starting a little business where you could shoot golf balls out of my AR-15.
Yeah.
And so I set up an LLC for liability protection. But I haven't taken in any money on it at all. I'm the only proprietor. Am I going to have to file one of these?
Technically, yes. I know.
I haven't even taken in any money in like 4 years. I haven't been able to do it. Soft gun control. I can't get insurance.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going to have to file one. Can I cancel my LLC in some way?
Yeah,
can I
just get rid of it? You can shut it down. Yeah, okay. You can shut it down with the Secretary of State. And if there is a filing for that, that would eliminate you from having to do the CTA and the BOI, I would think, because now it's dissolved or it's done. So that might be an option for you, you know.
Interesting. One I'm not even using.
And I know.
It could potentially still come after me for it.
In theory, yes.
Yeah. Now I'm way down at the bottom. I'm making no money on it. I don't anticipate being audited or running into the BOI police at some point. But others who have very small ones, they sell a few things on Etsy or whatever, they have to be aware. Listen, you make $600, they're all over you.
Now I'm going to write up a movie story here real quick for you. So now if the government is looking at companies who are maybe doing something, you know, kind of on a shyster basis, they're going to grab the zero activity returns first, I guarantee you. You may not be under the radar as much as you think, because they're going to say, well, why hasn't Todd and his LLC transacted business? I wonder if they're not reporting something. I'm just going to tell you. It just opens up the can. Yeah. You know, the can of worms. Yeah. And once you open the can, right, you can't close it, right?
How do you get it closed?
You can't. Yeah. Right. So anyway, I'm not trying to scare you, Todd. I'm not. I'm just trying to.
I'm made aware. You're just making me aware,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's just kind of flavor for the listeners out there that this stuff is real and it's whacked. And, you know, I don't fully agree that we have to give the government everything. I I'm not a believer in this, but I'm just the one here helping us make sure we know what's going on. And it's your decision, obviously, and yours, risk, reward, whatever it might be. And we roll that way.
There is no reward. It's all risk.
I guess
even if I give the government all my information and take care of this LLC, how often are they hacked? For all that information.
I hope never, right?
But it happens.
Because if we, even for our firm, we have to go through a detailed process to prove that we're not going to get hacked.
Yeah.
If we're going to handle this type of corporate transparency stuff. So the world of hacking is obviously a professional thing now, and they just go to town on us innocent people. But that's a whole other thing that upsets me. But old guy, sorry, Lindsay's like, look at these two old guys just roll on each other.
ChristensenCPA.com is the website. Joel, what's the phone number?
320-235-5937. That's the Wilmer number. And the Litchfield number is?
320-373-1040.
Lindsay Kranz, Joel Gratz joining us from Christensen CPAs and Consultants. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd.